You're listening to the Philly Young Adults Podcast.
Welcome back to the Philly Young Adults Podcast. Josh here with you guys today for another Truth Bite, where we give you a short devotional thought from Scripture to encourage you in your daily walk with Jesus. Today's thought is going to come from John chapter 17. And I wonder if at any point in your life, probably if you're anything like me, maybe there's been moments where you have stopped and wondered, how do I know for sure I'm going to be in heaven? How can I have confidence in that? Maybe you question your faith at times, and that's okay. That's normal. In John chapter 17, which is a prayer of Jesus, and I would encourage you, if you've never read it before, we'll read it together today, but read it and spend some time with it on your own. Jesus prays a prayer. We've often heard of the Lord's Prayer. Some people call this chapter in John 17 the Lord's Prayer. And I think we can find something very encouraging to take away with us to remind us that we can be confident in our eternal future, that we will, as followers of Jesus Christ, be with Jesus in heaven one day. And it's not just one moment where Jesus prayed, one special moment. It was, but it's also meant to show us the heart and the mind of Christ and his heart for us right now, not just back then when he prayed the prayer, but what his heart for us is now and what he is praying for us now presently in heaven. And we know Scripture says that he is interceding and praying for us. And this is the moment, the last week of Jesus' life on Thursday evening before Good Friday, where he was put to death, before he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he would also pray and be arrested. Apparently there was this moment where he prayed this prayer. So this is the timeline of events where it happened. So let's read John chapter 17 together, and I'm going to make one simple observation to encourage us about our eternal future. It says, when Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you have given me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in the truth that I am come from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those who you've given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I'm coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them, even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know you that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. In this chapter, it's broken into three main sections. The first section, from chapter 17, verse 1 to verse 5, Jesus is praying for himself. Sometimes we might think it's selfish to pray for ourselves, but it's not. We see Jesus pray for himself. And here he has a request to the Father, and his request is that God would glorify him, and that God would glorify him, and that he would be able to be back in the presence of God one day. And we know this is what happened when Jesus died. He was glorified in heaven, and Stephen, the first martyr of the church, before he was stoned to death, he said he saw heaven opened and Jesus was standing at the right hand of glory. So this first request of Jesus was answered and came true. In the second section, verse 6 through verse 18, Jesus prays for his disciples on the earth at that time. And his request for them was that the Lord would keep them, which that he had given him, that he would keep the disciples and keep them unified. Now we know that that request was also answered, that the disciples were kept by the Holy Spirit and his power, and the Holy Spirit did his work of sanctification in their lives. And Jesus said, sanctify them in the truth. And we know that all the disciples, even John, who died of old age, gave their lives for Jesus, and they helped to begin the church. So we see that that second request of Jesus was answered, that the disciples were kept and kept safely until the end of their lives, for the purpose that God called them to. Now in the last section, verse 20 to verse 26, Jesus prays for you and I, for believers down through the years. And we could say there's two requests he asks of God in this last section. The first is he prays that there would be unity amongst the believers through the years and in the church. And we could say that this request has been answered. The church still remains. It's still alive and well. And generally, we know there are things that cause a lack of peace at times, but in general, the church is alive and well and is unified. And the last request that Jesus made in verse 24, where he said, Father, I desire that they also, you and me, believers in Jesus, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. So if we see that those first three requests have been answered, we can say that this last request by Jesus to the Father, that we would be with him one day and see him face to face in his glory, we can have confidence that that final request will one day come to pass. We can know, no matter how many doubts or how much fear we might have in this life, we can know that our eternal future is secure because Jesus prayed that we would be kept, that we would be unified, and that we would be with him one day in glory in heaven. And that is his desire, that we would be together with him. And if you don't know Jesus today, if you look at this chapter, Jesus tells us how we can be saved and how we can know him and how we can be kept, as he asked that the disciples would be, that we look to Jesus, look to the cross where he was glorified and raised from the dead, that we can be sanctified and kept by the Holy Spirit, who Jesus calls the down payment. He is the guarantee that we will be with Jesus in heaven one day, and that we will be unified with the Holy Spirit until we're together physically with Jesus in heaven. I hope this thought today encourages you at moments in your faith and in your walk where you might have doubts about the future, but you can know by reading and meditating on this chapter that Jesus desires to be with you, and that that request of his will be answered one day, and we will stand before Him face to face. If you have any questions or comments about the Philly Young Adults podcast or today's Truth Bite, send us an email at ya@ccphilly.org. God bless, and see you guys next time.